Repete, grafete.
Grafete é gostoso demais.
Quem bebe grafete, repete, grafete. Grafete é gostoso demais.
Quem bebe grafete, repete, grafete. Repete, grafete. Grafete é gostoso demais.
Grafete é gostoso demais.
Do you think Jesus ever had diarrhea?
Yeah, great fest time. Here on the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
And for more on that, we have a sponsor.
American Leak Detection.
We have location, Twins Peak, or excuse me, not Twins Peak. That's totally different. Twin Peaks, not the Minnesota Twins Peak or anything like that. We're at Twin Peaks, 635 MacArthur, guys night out, followed by football. It's going to go crazy in here in just a moment. But in fact, it might go crazy right now. Great fest.
Yes.
Here's Dave.
Well,
Dave,
I don't know. Dave. I don't know if you have noticed this. I know you're a fan of the NFL Network. And NFL films.
Oh, for sure.
But it seems like they churn out a football life on a very high clip.
Yes.
Like, it started out that they would do a football life on Hall of Famers.
Like Jim Brown.
Yes. And yeah. Tom Landry.
Right.
And Randy White.
Yeah.
Marino.
But yes, and Dan Marino.
Dan Marino's
there's
a good
definitely one.
One.
But it seems like that in the quest for never-ending content, they keep lowering the bar.
Okay.
They keep...
They're just handing out football life.
Yeah, they are doing a football life on just about everybody. And I have a friend who works at NFL Network, and he tipped me off to this. They have churned out a football life on Cooper Rush.
What?
Really?
Yes. I can't believe it either. But we have an advanced copy, so I figured.
Oh, wow!
I figured let's just have a listen. It's a little bit long because they cover his entire life.
Okay.
So let's see. Let's learn a little bit more about the Cowboys' starting quarterback Sunday against the Bengals.
That's the job of the backup. You got to go in. You got to make things click as if you know four was in there, and we'll draw on that experience last year big time. You know, get my feet wet last year and getting out there tonight. You know, we'll regroup as a team in a group on offense, and we'll be all right.
You're going to be at the ball club.
Today is the best day of your life. Believe it.
He might be the finest quarterback produced in the last 10 years.
He needs some daylight. That's all I need.
Fortunately for me, I didn't lose my life. Didn't lose my job.
Football convinced things that life is a team game.
Rest of your life. Nobody can ever tell you that you couldn't do it.
Born a ginger in the small town of Charlotte, Michigan, Cooper Rush was the second of Matt and Fran Rush's four sons. With his husky frame and big arm, it was evident from a young age that he was the Cooper of his family. Gifted with slightly above average talent, he became the obvious choice at quarterback for Lansing Catholic High School, besting 500 fellow classmates, including girls, for the starting job. Thus began a somewhat decorated football life, with many kind of impressive highs, and an equal number of that's too bad lows. In 2011, Cooper led his high school team to an undefeated season. The Cougars lost in the state final, 56-26. In his senior season at Lansing Catholic, Cooper was named Division 5 and 6 Player of the Year and Michigan Gatorade Player of the Year. However, as just a three-star recruit, the only scholarship offers he received were from Central Michigan and Toledo. Cooper started the 2013 season as third-string quarterback for the Central Michigan Chippewas. By the third game, he took over as QB1 after the opening day starter broke his collarbone and the backup quarterback completely sucked. In 2014, Cooper led the Chippewas to a mediocre 7-5 record, earning a trip to something called the Bahamas Bowl. Down to Western Kentucky 49-14 in the third, Cooper led a furious comeback with 5 unanswered touchdowns, the last coming on the final play of the game.
Here we go. Last chance. What are you going to do? Cooper Rush.
will throw in the air and look for a whole lot of help. Ball is caught.
Oh, no!
To the 15, it's lateral again. Is that still alive? That's Titus Davis. Can he turn the corner? And Kenneth assumes the unthinkable with 1 second left has happened.
It would have been the largest comeback in bowl history. But when Cooper and the Chippewas went for two to win the game in regulation, the attempt failed.
Look at this. Two-point conversion for the win. Back corner of the end zone. No!
After a 7-6 junior season that ended with a loss to Minnesota in something called the Quick Lane Bowl, Cooper began his final season as starter 1-0 before visiting Stillwater in week two. With Oklahoma State ahead 27-24 as time expired, the Chippewas were erroneously given one last untimed down.
Now they say a game can't end on a defensive penalty. In this case, a game can't end on an offensive penalty either.
So it's spotted at the 49 of Central Michigan. Cooper Rush to the shotgun. Three players lined up essentially by the goal line. Rush. Stepping up, throwing to Croy, catches the lateral. Here comes Willis. Willis races into the end zone. Touchdown! Unbelievable! Central Michigan does it!
I've never seen anything like that. Cooper Rush did not have the arm strength to get the ball all the way down into the end zone for a conventional Hail Mary. So they get it to Cole, who's able, while he's going down, to flip it to the former high school quarterback, Corey Willis, who ran about 50 yards across the field to take it to the house.
After that 2-0 start, Cooper finished his senior year 6-7 with a 55-10 loss to Tulsa in something called the Miami Beach Bowl. His 12,894 career passing yards were 12 yards short of the school record.
Oh, no, dude.
Projected as the 14th quarterback prospect and a potential 7th round pick,
top 20,
Cooper posted some of the lowest numbers at the 2017 NFL Combine and went undrafted. He later signed as a free agent with the Dallas Football Cowboys. And under the tutelage of head coach and fellow ginger Jason Garrett, Cooper beat out some guy named Zach Dysart and an old as crap Luke McCown to become the Cowboys' third-string quarterback behind Dak Prescott and Kellen Moore. By week six of 2017, Cooper pushed Moore to the practice squad and eventually onto the coaching staff. Over the next 2.5 seasons, Cooper would appear in 3 games, completing 1 pass for 2 yards. Despite this production, Cooper was cut by the Cowboys in March of 2020 in favor of a sexier ginger with a better head of hair, Andy Dalton. Cooper's 2020 season was a tumultuous one, bouncing from the Giants' active roster to their practice squad, to his couch, and then back to the Cowboys' practice squad, making the active roster for just one game, despite Prescott's season-ending ankle injury. But for some reason, Cooper never gave up. In fact, he beat out Garrett Gilbert and Ben DiNucci to be the backup quarterback for Dallas in the 2021 NFL season. His moment finally came in Week 8, when he made the first start of his career against the Minnesota Vikings after Prescott was ruled out with a calf injury. With Matt and Fran Rush watching in the stands, Cooper threw for 325 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception, leading a comeback drive in the final minute of a 20-16 Cowboys victory.
First and goal. To the end zone. And it is held for the touchdown. Cooper. Amari Cooper. Over Cameron Dantzler.
That's a moment for a man. And for life, for all of them.
A hero for a day, Cooper returned to the bench until he was called upon once again in week one of the 2022 season. With Prescott sidelined with a thumb injury, Cooper took to the field for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to duel the GOAT, Tom Brady.
Gonna launch one here downfield, incomplete. As Rush flings it out, and Rush just gets rid of it. Rush stepping up, and Vita Vea, whose name we have not called much tonight. Fourth down underneath, Pollard will not get there.
As Cooper Rush well knows, in football, you can't win them all. But inspiring confidence and leading a locker room is something he was born to do.
Yeah, just go do your job. It's executed. You know, it's the same plays, the same other guys. You know, you still got everyone else. And trusting those guys and then, you know, them trusting in me. And, you know, all come together as a group and, you know, just got to go make plays and execute.
With Dak Prescott out for at least 4 weeks with a fractured thumb on his throwing hand, the fate of the Dallas Cowboys 2022 season rests upon the freckled shoulders of the ginger giant from Central Michigan. Can he duplicate as many last-second heroics that made everyone forget about his poor starts? Can he recapture the magic of his 25-24 record as a starter in college? How will the next chapter of Cooper Rush's football life be written? The journey continues this Sunday against Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Look out, Cowboy fans. America's team are now Cooper's team.
Oh, yes.
Kind of weird ending, but I enjoyed that he's the Cooper of his family.
Yeah, he is the Cooper really of his family.
Do you know Matt and Fran were on the hard line right after that win in Minnesota?
Really?
Yes, yes. We should have told NFL Films we had file footage of
the parents. Oh, man. Yeah, they could have made that bit even longer.
Matt and Fran.
We'll have to get Will Greer one for next week when he's starting.
Yeah, we'll see if he gets the start.
Maybe you're a Dennis Houston one. Who can say who will be the next recipient of the football life?
And that is Grape Fest for today.
Yay!
Coming up next, the real entertainment starts, the first round table.
The ticket.